I'm always glad when the first of the month comes along that we get to turn our attention to a new psalm for a meditation, a psalm that we'll sing throughout the month. This year, I've chosen to choose specific psalms that are going to highlight the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And today, I'm going to read just a portion of Psalm 104 so that I can carry on that theme and really narrow in on that, on the theme of keeping in step with the Spirit, which is our theme for the year. So Psalm 146, I'll read verses 24 through 30. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. This great and wide sea in which are innumerable teeming things, living things both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Under the theme of keeping in step with the Spirit, last month we started with Psalm 33. There we saw the role of the Holy Spirit in the work of creation. Psalm 104 now lifts our eyes up to heaven to gaze upon the beauty of all that the Lord has made, who has not only created the universe, but who also sustains everything. Another word for that concept of sustaining is the rich biblical concept of God's providence. You might think of it as the way the Lord sustains the world or how he provides for all things in it. And this comes through especially in verses 24 through 30 that I just read. And it speaks of the diversity of the living organisms, all of these things that God brought into being by the word of his power. And that the Lord is even now watching over all of those things. I like the word that is used here, that it says the small creatures with which the sea is teeming. So maybe you've seen somebody throw some food into a pond and the catfish, and the water just boils with all of the catfish there. We can go even smaller, and you can think of the teeny tiny plankton and the millions and billions of plankton that have to be there because the whales come, the mighty sea creatures, and they're feeding on those tiny things. And the text even speaks of the mysterious creature called the Leviathan. We think that this is probably the word the Bible uses to describe the dinosaurs, things that God created, the smallest and the largest. God has made all of them, and not only does he make them, but he continually provides for them. Now, that's said in a way that helps us to understand the nature of the world in which we live. You might be familiar with a deistic worldview that says that God made the world like a clock, set it up on a shelf, and then backed away from it, never to touch it again. That's not a biblical worldview. Instead, we believe that God created and sustains every day everything that he created, the smallest to the greatest. The psalmist calls attention just to those creatures in the sea as an example of the entirety of the universe. And even in the sea, you can find mankind sailing in ships, fishing and going forth on the waters that are there. So where is the Spirit in this work? You'll notice this in particular in verse 30, where the Spirit is named. You send forth your Spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Once more, the psalm calls attention to the role of the Spirit in creation. Then it goes on in a very Hebrew way to pair creation with providence. You send out your Spirit and it creates these living creatures. And you renew the face of the earth. And those things are meant just poetically to go together. And it's referring to the work of the Father sending out the Spirit to create and to sustain renewing the face of the earth every day. That means that the Holy Spirit is active. The Holy Spirit is sovereignly renewing every aspect of the universe, referred to here as the face of the ground. That includes the giving and sustaining of our physical lives. It includes the cycle of life and death. And so the verses earlier talk about God giving food in season. That's part of his providence, part of the work of the Spirit, watching over even the smallest creatures. You might think of Jesus in the New Testament talking about the sparrows, the most meek, worthless little birds that God cares for each and every day. This is the Lord's intent, and if he cares for us spiritually, the implication is that God gives life spiritually too. And in this case, in referring to creatures without souls, the life cycle includes not only their life, but their death. When the Lord gives spirit, there is life. When he takes their breath, they return to dust. We can summarize God's providence in this way, that the Lord sustains and governs everything that he creates. He sustains and governs everything that he creates. And this proves to be very important to you as you keep in step with the Spirit. The world we live in does, in fact, dismiss that God created all things out of nothing. And it has no idea of a God who is active in creation, sustaining it. Instead, atheistic worldviews will say that the world just goes about by natural purposes. But that very quickly descends into a meaningless and purposeless life. If there is no God, there is no meaning, there is no purpose. Now, atheists will try to make it sound noble by saying that you are stardust. Maybe you've heard that. You are stardust. And that sounds really cool. It sounds noble. But try as they might, they cannot infuse any meaning into life without God. You live, you die, you become the food of worms. Period. But if you keep in step with the Spirit, you'll look to God each day. You'll find that he does sustain you by giving the food that you need, your daily bread. You'll find that since God cares for you, that you will have ability to appreciate the value and dignity of every living creature and every person around you. And since God has given you his life-giving Spirit, you'll find hope for eternal life. So as we sing this month, think about the world around you and marvel at the value and the beauty of what God has made and sustains. Let that encourage you to see the value of all creatures around you and remember the life-giving Spirit that gives you spiritual hope as well. 104D is the tune that we'll be singing throughout the month, and we'll turn to that now. Psalm 104D. I invite you to please stand to sing.